Hello, and welcome back to Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger. And before we begin our program, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. Today we will be listening to Bach's violin partitas, specifically number 1 in B minor. That was being played, I believe, by Midori. After that, we'll move into the 15 inventions at the half hour, where we'll be listening to number 19 in G minor. At that point, we will do the usual introduction of different things from history in this day, and stuff like that. So I hope you look forward to today's show. Thank you for listening to Midday Bach.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was the second movement in the violin partita. The interesting thing about the partitas is you especially would have heard after that, which was the courante, there's what's called a double after every movement. Double, which is a variation of a word from French, marked, which really what it does is it elaborates on the chords of the prior movement. So you very much would have heard the same thing in the double as you heard in the courante or in the second piece after the allemande. We now move into the third movement, or the Sarabande. Again, there will be another double featured after this, and then the Tempo di Bore with another double after that. Just a little interesting fact about, many people would say this piece only really has four movements, but in each comes a double, which emphasizes the original phrasings and chords and progression as the original piece. So, interesting to hear and listen, and I encourage you to try to listen to that through the Sarabande and the double that will follow that. Thank you. And that was the accumulation of Bach's violin partitas, or at least number one in B minor. Would like to thank Midori, the violinist, for playing those pieces for us today. Obviously, it's just a recording, but still very, very good work. That now leads us into, as we are about to hit the half hour, Bach's 15 Inventions. This week is number 11 in G minor. And it is March 6th, but before we get to that, I would like to remind you, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Midday Bach, and on this day, March 6th in history, we actually have two inventions for you today. In the year 1899, Felix Hoffmann patented aspirin. He discovered that the compound called salicin found in willow plants provided pain relief. And in the year 1990, Mel Evanson received a design patent for the ornamental design for a paperclip holder. I think those are two equally important, or equally as important inventions. Obviously not. And this day in history, in the year 1521, Ferdinand Magellan discovered the island of Guam. In 1808, Harvard University introduced the first ever college orchestra. In the year 1820, the Missouri Compromise was enacted by the U.S. Congress and signed by the President James Monroe. For all you history fans, the Missouri Compromise was the act that admitted Missouri into the Union as a slave state, but prohibited slavery in the rest of the Union above the Northern Louisiana Purchase. And that was today's 15 inventions. We'll now move on to a few extra works by Mozart. I know we played some Mozart last week, but today we decide to look at his Piano Concerto number 21, which I did not plan for. Here we go. Number 2, Andante. Why not? Thank you. And that was Mozart's Piano Concerto number 21. I apologize, between the 15 inventions and the beginning of that song for a little delay. We now move into Edvard Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite number 1. Movement 1, Morning Mood, into Movement 2, The Death of Iasi, 3, Anitra's Dance, and 4, In the Hall of the Mountain King. That will conclude with the conclusion of the movement 4 that will conclude this week in Midday Bach. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
And that just about does it here for us today at Midday Bach. Before we leave, I would like to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Midday Bach, and I was Ethan Semendinger. I don't know why I always say that, because I still am Ethan Semendinger. But that was our show. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week, Friday, from 1 to 2 p.m. Feel free to listen in on WJRH.org or in the greater Easton area. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your Friday.